AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A massive storm system that dropped up to 5 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada is moving east across the Rockies into the northern plains and Midwest. Forecaster David Roth with the National Weather Service.
Moderate to heavy snow as well as high wind. So that'll restrict visibilities to near zero, which will make travel nearly impossible.
And Ross says the system will push south and east through the week.
Moderate to heavy interior snow across, and maybe even some freezing rain, for portions of the interior Mid-Atlantic and New England states. But for the moment, it looks like the big cities will be mostly spared.
After the conviction of former leader Stuart Rhodes and the leader of the Florida chapter of the Oath Keepers, opening statements were heard in the trial of four more members in connection with the Capitol riot.
Prosecutors say the four accepted an invitation to sedition from Stuart Rhodes. A different jury is hearing this trial. Prosecutor Troy Edwards says Rhodes issued a call to action before his followers carried out a violent plot to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's electoral victory. Lawyers for Joseph Hackett, Robert Menuda, David Marshall, and Edward Vallejo echoed what was said in the first trial, that they never planned to attack the Capitol. One called many of the Oath Keepers elderly, out-of-shape men who were playing military and using Twitter fingers and not trigger fingers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And correspondent Jackie Quinn reports there's been a deadly shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia.
The Army says a soldier was shot and killed at the complex that houses the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team. Rescuers tried but were unable to revive the soldier. One person has been arrested. It's not clear if the suspect is a fellow military member or if it's a civilian.
After failing last month, Twitter is again attempting to launch a premium service. The earlier attempt was inundated by imposter accounts. This is AP News. This week marks the 10th anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. 20 first graders and 6 educators were killed there. Julie Walker has the story.
There are no official ceremonies, keeping with Newtown's tradition of marking anniversaries of the December 14, 2012 shooting with quiet reflection. Liz Dosher was a third grader at the time.
I feel like the farther and further we move away from it, the more I feel I'm scrambling to just remember.
Nicole Hockley, who lost her son Dylan, says she's turned her grief into advocacy through her organization, Sandy Hook Promise.
It has to become better with fewer shootings. I mean, I think it's in the last 10 years, one of the numbers I've seen is that we're at 1 million people.
I'm Julie Walker.
There is a memorial to the 26 killed now, just a short distance from the school. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.